I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A year and a day ago, Hezbollah began firing on Israel, which was still reeling from the October 7th Hamas attack. Today, the terror group is under heavy targeted strikes from Israel. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says,
Lebanon now is not anymore the Lebanon 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, we had the Hezbollah were having the upper hand. They were like the upper force in the government. They could prevent a president to come into power. They could do lots of things. But now, 2 weeks later, this force has been weakened in such a way their leaders is not there.
There are renewed calls to fill Lebanon's 2-year presidential gap. Nuna says Isaiah chapter 29 points to God's good plan for Lebanon unfolding and the gospel reaching even Hezbollah. And as Door International marks 40 years of gospel ministry among the deaf, they're hosting multiple celebrations around the world. In August, it was in Kenya. This month, it's in the United States. Door's Rob Myers put some gospel stats behind their 40 years of ministry.
We're now seeing over 1,000 deaf churches planted over that period and over 3,500 deaf leaders trained. We've also been involved in one way or another in about 30 different Bible translations in different sign languages.
These accomplishments for the Great Commission are exciting, specifically for deaf ministry.
There are very, very few deaf ministries that have been around this long. So just the faithfulness that God has had over these last 40 years is incredibly big.
Pray for the gospel to reach even more deaf communities and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.